It's the Friday edition of the Lars Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
He said, Dad, I want to give me a cool tattoo on my left shoulder so I can be a man like you.
This is a...
Just like you.
The first song from the brand new album from the Well Hungarians.
Next Wednesday night, smoke cigars and play cards with the guys.
The song's called That'll Make a Man Out of You.
Be one of the guys.
From the album Bonafide, which dropped yesterday,
said,
as we say in the industry. Leave it up.
That ain't what it takes to make a man. It's putting Bad Lives Live in the plate on Sunday. Finding a way to feed the wolves on Monday.
Well, Hungarians are the sponsors of the Harris Challenge, which you can play right now. When you call, Tim's going to answer the phones, and he's going to ask you, have you played in the last 30 days? And if you have, I'm sorry that according to the rules, you may not play today. But otherwise, you're welcome to get in here, 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. By the way, in addition to the new album, the Well Hungarians work every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton. You can get in with no cover charge. Get some great food there. Or Thursday nights, you can see them at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville. Also, no cover charge and amazing food. They've only been together for 22 years. This is their third album, Bonafide. You can find out more about it by going to their website, wellhungarians.net. And we are ready to go with our first contestant for the Harris Challenge. Hi, who's this?
This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I was just looking forward to a nice warm weekend and some good football on Saturday. Go Colts and, I don't care, Seahawks or Packers.
Do you think the Colts can beat the Patriots in New England?
I just hope so, them cheaters.
Well, I think of the two games, I think that's the one that might be close because the Colts are 7-point underdogs, and I think that they might keep it close enough that the Colts wouldn't be a bad bet. Not that I'm suggesting that you wager on the game. But I do think you should take the Seahawks minus 7.5. All right, let me turn on the semi-random category computer. And that'll show us the categories and questions for today's Harris Challenge. Led, of course, by our topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? And category two is Martin's Not Named Luther King. And in category three, Famous Books, Famous Authors. Which one would you like?
I'll take Martin's, not named Martin Luther King.
Okay. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock and ask you five questions, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5-pointers. If you get them all, of course, that would add up to a total of 15 points, but you don't have to get them all. You just got to get more than halfway there. So 8 points or more makes you a winner of a fabulous prize package chosen for you by this guy. Or in this case, our assistant prize man, since Dan is still off on vacation. Tim?
All right.
Paul?
All right, Dan.
Paul?
All right,
Paul.
Yeah, all right, Paul. 1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop with two locations in Florissant and Cottleville. Also have some passes from Werenberg Theater.
Werenberg.
Movie passes.
Werenberg.
Paddington, The Wedding Ringer. Taken three.
Okay.
There's also a free bowling party at Crest Bowl in Florissant or Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton. You get 1 hour of bowling, shoe rental, up to six persons on one lane, plus one large, one topping pizza.
Damn, I hate the 7-10 split.
From Brickhouse Pizza Company.
I'd rather throw it in the gutter than have this thing every time because I can never pick up the spare. And, you know, sometimes I just go for the field goal and put it between them, you know? That's just the way it works. So you'll have your choice of those prizes, but if you do get all five questions correct for the total of 15 points, we call it the clean sweep, you'll get all the prizes, a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Okay. Martin's Not Named Luther King. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Martin directed The Wolf of Wall Street and Goodfellas?
Martin Scorsese.
Correct. Which Martin starred in The Man with Two Brains and Cheaper by the Dozen?
Steve Martin.
Correct. Which Martin played a loudmouth Detroit talk show host on his own 1990s sitcom?
Pass.
Which Martin starred in the FX series Fargo last year?
It was Martin Freeman.
That's correct. 5-pointer. Who was Dick Martin's partner on the TV show Laugh-In?
Dan Rowan.
That's very good. Back to the three-pointer. Which Martin played a loudmouth Detroit talk show host on his own 1990s sitcom?
Was it Martin Mull?
It was Martin Lawrence. Martin Lawrence. But,
oh, okay.
But without that, you still got 12 points, and so you are a winner. Congratulations.
All right, thanks.
Stand by, and Tim will tell you how you get your prizes, and I will move over here to contestant number two. I cannot see any of the names up on the screen here, so I'll just say, hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Olivia.
Hi, Olivia. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. It's the only place in broadcasting where the consumer is allowed to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain. So you could shout out to your friends and family. You could suck up to the boss. You could use the time for your pre-arranged commercial endorsement. Whatever you want, Olivia. It's all yours.
I'm just looking forward to the winter warm-up this weekend.
Okay, yeah. I think the Hyatt's going to be packed with Cardinal fans this weekend. Which category would you like, Olivia? We have you been paying attention? Famous books, famous authors, or it was 33 years ago?
Have you been paying attention?
Okay. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock for Olivia. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which 2012 vice presidential candidate has announced he will not run for president in 2016?
Paul Ryan.
Paul Ryan is right. In what national park did Tommy Caldwell and Kevin Jorgensen complete their free climb of El Capitan's Dawn Wall this week?
Yosemite National Park.
Yosemite is right. What does a principal in Valley, Alabama want students to use to fend off an armed intruder?
Pass
on that. Here's the four-pointer. Which U.S. official did an Ohio bartender want to kill because he blames him for losing his job and for Ebola?
Pass
on that. What did Google announce this week it is going to stop selling to consumers?
Pass.
Back to the three-pointer. What does a principal in Valley, Alabama want students to use to fend off an armed intruder?
Pencil.
No, it's cans of food. They want the kids to bring in cans of food, beets, creamed corn, peas, etc. Because, as you know, when a gunman wants to kill people, if you throw some green giant niblets at him, that'll stop everything. Stupidest idea of the week. The U.S. official the Ohio bartender wanted to kill was Speaker of the House John Boehner. And Google is going to stop selling Google Glass to consumers. So let's see how you did here, Olivia. You got the one and the two for a total of only 3 points. And that means I am going to have to punish you, because if you don't win on this show, you get punished. Since we were talking about the Academy Awards, I dug into the punishment archives and found an Academy Award winner to do the punishing. Here now, the man who won an Oscar for 1975's The Sunshine Boys, Mr. George Burns.
I can get no satisfaction. I can get no satisfaction. But I try, and I try, and I try, and I try. Oh, get no.
All right. All right, George, put your cigar back in your mouth. That'll be enough for now. Olivia, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
I'm very sorry.
Thank you very much for playing. We go to our third contestant. Hello, Scott.
Hey, you knew my name.
Yes, that's I good. Do. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, like everybody else, just going to enjoy this Indian summer and if Frank were here, like, now why do they call it Indian summer?
Well, I'll tell you, you don't even have to call it that, because I declared winter over at the beginning of today's show when I saw 52 degrees on the thermometer. It's not going to be cold again, ever.
Ever? Global warming. I'm all for it.
No, we're just all moving to St. Petersburg, Florida. let's see what the categories are. Famous books, famous authors. It was 33 years ago. Or, have you been paying attention to the world?
Well, let's see how much I know about 1982.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Scott. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What Steven Spielberg alien movie was the box office hit of the year?
Oh, with the Reese's Pieces.
Yeah. You want to pass?
Yeah.
Who was Vice President of the United States in 1982?
It was Reagan, George Bush.
George H.W. Bush is right. Who did the Cardinals beat to win the 1982 World Series?
Kansas City.
Milwaukee Brewers. What over-the-counter product was recalled after seven people died from cyanide poisoning in the Chicago area?
Oh, I want to say Advil, but I don't know. I know it's a pain reliever. Advil.
Tylenol. Five-pointer. In what cabinet position did George Shultz replace Alexander Haig in 1982?
Secretary of Defense.
State. Secretary of State. How about the Spielberg movie? Alien movie.
I don't think it's going to matter at this point, Paul.
You're right. It was the one with the Reese's Pieces, but the answer is E.T., the extraterrestrial.
So all
you got was George H.W. Bush, and so I've got to give you George H.W. Burns, not doing the Stones this time, but doing the Beatles.
What do you do when your love is away? Does it worry you to be alone? How do you feel by the end of the day? Are you sad because you're all alone? Oh, I get by with a little help from my friend. Yes, I get high with a little help from my friend. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Would you believe in the love at first sight? Yes, I'm certain that it happens all the time.
He's certain. That's the Liverpool accent right there.
Call me a text.
Scott, I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you very much for playing.
You too.
Here's our fourth contestant today. Hello, Bill.
How's it going today?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm me.
All right. Nicely done. Two categories left. Famous books, famous authors, or have you been paying attention to the world? A topical category.
I didn't want it, but let's do have you been paying attention to the world.
All right, Bill. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which U.S. official visited Paris to share a big hug with French President Francois Hollande today?
Pass.
Which world leader did President Obama host at the White House today?
Pass.
Which country publicly flogged activist and writer Raif Badawi for insulting Islam this week?
Pass.
In what country were 2,000 people wiped out by the group Boko Haram?
I'm going to pass on that.
In what country was a civil servant finally fired after not showing up for work for 24 years?
You know what? It's been a rough week.
It's been a rough category, too.
Yeah, it has.
Take a just random guess at a country, and maybe it'll answer one of the questions, and I'll give you points for it.
Oh, Djibouti.
Djibouti is very, very wrong. I'm going to throw all the cards over here and say that it was Secretary of State John Kerry who was in Paris today. British Prime Minister David Cameron was at the White House today. Nigeria is where Boko Haram is doing their evil. India is the country where the guy was finally fired after not showing up to work for 24 years. And it is Saudi Arabia that publicly flogged activist and writer Raif Badawi for insulting Islam this week. More proof that they are the country of peace.
Right, but, and I'm going to have to see if John Kerry's 6 and 10-year-old kids are at home without him.
By the way, just on the subject of Saudi Arabia, this guy was sentenced to 10 years in prison and 1,000 lashes, 50 at a time, for 20 consecutive weeks. So they gave him the first 50 last week, and they were going to lash him again yesterday. But the doctor said last week's lashes hurt him too much. He has open wounds and lacerations from that. You can't whip him again this week. So they have postponed it and are moving it forward. This is our partner in peace, Saudi Arabia. By the way, the same country, you know, we talk about how horrible it is when ISIS beheads somebody. Already this year, 15 days into the year, Saudi Arabia has beheaded 10 people. Last year, they beheaded 87. A country that is our partner in peace. As I've said many times, if it weren't for the black goo under their sand, we'd have no use for them whatsoever.
Yeah, we're a backwards group right now, aren't we?
Yeah, we are when it comes to human rights and so much more.
And speaking of human rights, I'm hanging up before you do.
No. You're going to take it like a man, young man.
You're right. I'll take it like a man. Bring George on.
No, you know, Amnesty International doesn't come after me because this is humane punishment.
Yeah,
but here's George Burns not doing the Stones, not doing the Beatles, but
Please be Michael Bolton.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Okay,
slow down. You move too fast. You've got to make the morning last.
Is this at the right speed?
Just kicking down
Simon and
the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Wow, he knows how to rock, doesn't he? Okay, I can't take it anymore. Have a great weekend, Bill.
You too. Take care.
Thank you for playing. Our final contestant today is Bob. Welcome to the Big 550.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm going to say if you're looking for flooring, for all your flooring needs, visit Advanced Carpet One, located in Kirkwood, South County, St. Peter's, and in Fairview Heights.
That's the commercial endorsement opportunity that you can get only on the Harris Challenge. Now, Bob,
you got it.
We've got one category left.
Oh, boy.
Famous books, famous authors. You ready?
Oh, yeah, this is right up my alley.
60 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
You know, the only way to win on the Harris Challenge is to begin confidently. So I'm going to ask you again. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
60 seconds starts now. What British mystery writer authored Murder on the Orient Express?
Charles Darwin.
Agatha Christie. Who wrote Love Story?
Oh, gosh. I read this too long ago. I'll pass.
Who wrote Treasure Island?
Oh, Treasure Island. Oh, gosh. I'm terrible. I'm going to pass.
Which John Steinbeck novel chronicled the story of the Jode family?
The Black Knight.
The Grapes of Wrath. Black Knight was a Batman story.
I know.
What's the name of William Golding's classic book about a group of English schoolboys plane wrecked on a deserted island?
Oh, gosh. I think I don't know this one either.
Should we just pretend that the buzzer is sounded and finish this?
Yeah. Let's
have the ignominy of the buzzer. William Golding's book was Lord of the Flies. Robert Louis Stevenson wrote Treasure Island, and Eric Segal wrote that book you loved so much, Love Story.
Segal. Yes, that's it. Okay, Paul.
All right, Bob, don't go. I got to bring George Burns back in for an encore.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hello, lamppost. Watching on. I've come to watch your flowers grow.
All right, Bob's taking enough. Have a great weekend, Bob. Thanks for playing. And that's the Harris Challenge for today. It's brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who are performing tomorrow night at Cutter's in Belleville, Illinois. There's no cover and good, cheap food. Download the Well Hungarians app or go to their website, wellhungarians.net, and get their brand new album, Bonafide, with that first country radio hit, That'll Make a Man Out of You, available right now. We play the Harris Challenge every Friday right around 5:15. Your next shot 1 week from today, exclusively on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide on KTRS.com.